This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Don't miss your window of opportunity. Upgrade your space now during Blinds.com's anniversary sale and save up to 50% site-wide. Blinds.com. Elevate your windows with the number one online retailer of custom window treatments. Blinds.com offers hundreds of premium window treatment options. Choose from woven wood and Roman shades to blinds, motorized shades, and more. All designed to fit your budget without sacrificing quality. Blinds.com brings the showroom to you with free virtual consultations and samples delivered directly to your door, fast and free. Our design experts can help schedule a professional measure and installation, plus guidance for DIYers too. Blinds.com has been trusted for 29 years, earning thousands of five-star reviews. Shop with confidence, knowing you'll get upfront pricing, no hidden fees, and Blinds.com's 100% satisfaction guarantee. But hurry, these savings won't last. Shop Blinds.com's anniversary sale happening right now for up to 50% off site-wide. Save up to 50% site-wide at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you. From daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Griffin in the next few minutes. Find out what he's working on 10 until 2. And every Wednesday at this time, we welcome Marty's wife, Christine Sorensen, KDK TV anchorwoman, mom. And we were just talking during the break about screen time, because this is one of your Kidsburg subjects, and it's a big issue in schools now about having access to phones and it being such a great distraction.
It's a big conversation families are having, and whether it's in schools or whether it's the screen limits in your own house, every single family is dealing with this. It is by far one of the biggest challenges parents are facing. And the reason, you know, a lot of people are starting to have these conversations more now is there more and more research is coming out showing some of the harms of too much time on these devices for kids, as well as some of the harms from things like social media or seeing things that are not appropriate for kids because there are so few limits on, you know, what kids can see online. So I'm really excited, and I hope people will join me. I'm going to be at all three screenings of this documentary called Screenagers. And it's a documentary because it really is a parent and child dealing with their actual issues of getting a phone, when to get it. Once you have it, what are the rules? You know, what are the challenges then? Once the phone comes, what kind of challenges does that bring with social media and all of these decisions and discussions? And the goal is really to start the conversation in your house, individually, as well as collectively as a community. What do we need to be thinking to give our kids the best opportunity to thrive? Because what we're finding is that it really is impacting their development and their mental health.
And for a lot of kids, it, you know, and it varies with different personalities over time and age, but it's just a distraction in a school setting. It just is.
It's a distraction. It can be an addictive. And we're up against technology companies that are using behavior science to get us to constantly go back to our phones. And it's very difficult as a parent to say you can't do that when you have this device that's using every tool in, you know, in the book to get us to go back. So there's been a lot of discussions, and I think this is a beginning of a great conversation. We're going to watch a movie, and then I'll be helping moderate some discussions about it in small groups. So it's tomorrow night, as well as Sunday and Wednesday morning in Mount Lebanon. There's three different locations and times. So just check out kidsburg.org. You'll see the list there of Screenagers.
I think that's a great conversation and a tremendous opportunity. All right. That said, this is it. We're out of February.
Hard
coming
to believe Saturday
morning.
Is March 1. Yeah, and it's a really wonderful and important show at the New Hazlitt Theater for Performing Arts. Prime Theater is doing the show called I Never Saw Another Butterfly and the Terezin Promise. So this is a well-known story about an Austrian artist who teaches Jewish children to make poems and drawings in secret art classes. And it really is all about the power of art to bring hope and healing in the darkest hours of the Holocaust. So I really hope people will get to see this show. There's a sensory-friendly performance on Saturday. It runs through Sunday, and we have all the details over at kidsburg.org.
And it's not too early to explore art summer camps.
Right. If you are thinking, oh man, you know, we're a theater family, we love the arts, we have made it easy for you to find camps related to the arts. So we have this huge guide of all these incredible places around Pittsburgh that offer camps, but we've broken out 22 different places that offer arts camps. So we're talking music, theater, visual arts, film, dance, all of it. Just check out kidsburg.org. You'll see 22 different places just in our region that offer arts-related camps.
All right, two big events coming to the David Lawrence Convention Center.
Yeah, so one's at the Convention Center. This is the Jurassic Quest. So if your kids are at all into dinosaurs, they are going to be enthralled with these life-size animatronic dinosaurs. Kids can ride a dinosaur, dig for fossils, meet baby dinos. There's dino-themed crafts, all kind of fun things. Tickets are $33 to $36. They're timed, and we've got a link to that. And then totally free, the Pittsburgh Gem Show. That's at the Cool Spring Sports Complex in the South Hills. There's going to be all kinds of jewelry, rocks, gems, minerals, fossils, all kind of fun stuff. And, you know, if you can't make it to either of these this weekend, just go to the Carnegie Natural History Museum. You'll see both of these. You'll walk past that, you know, to get to the dinosaurs, you have to walk past that gem area. Both of those are incredible year-round. We're lucky to have such incredible museums right here in our area.
And you can simply go to kidsburg.org for all the details. And again, screenagers, very important conversation, Christina. We look forward to get your feedback on that.
Yeah, I'll see you guys there tomorrow night.
And also, my sympathies to you in the passing of John Burnett.
You.
I haven't seen you face-to-face, and what a journey that you help really document, and it's an important one. And John and his wife wanted to for the future, to help somebody in the future who's dealt with these CTE-related issues.
Well, and it was an honor to share his story. And as his friend, I felt like no one could do it better than me. And I was so grateful that they entrusted me with that story. And it is a wonderful feeling to know that he already has made a difference. I mean, through that story, they've more than doubled the number of people who signed up to be part of the National Sports Brain Bank at the University of Pittsburgh, where you can be part of these studies to, you know, see if they can figure out why some people get CTE, why some people don't, what can we do to prevent it? And they would still love anyone who has been involved in any kind of contact sport to sign up, because really, you know, it's power, knowledge is power. And it's very hard to make a decision on, you know, should my kid play football? Should my kid do wrestling or soccer or boxing or even, you know, cheerleading? When we just don't know a lot about why this is happening to some people. But so many people love John. I've gotten so many incredible people who told me these wonderful stories about him. And it's been great to have some wonderful memories. But man, he was taken much, much too soon.
Well, thank you for bringing his story to light.
Thank you.
I'm Jordan Robinson, host of the new podcast, The Women's Hoop Show. Each episode, I'll be joined by a rotating group of women's basketball experts to talk WNBA, college hoops, the new Unrivaled League, and the shifting landscape of the sport. The game is growing, and so are we. Listen to and follow The Women's Hoop Show and Odyssey Podcast, available now for free on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.